Lacrimae Christi serves this purpose. Mother Superior Beatrice and her beleaguered nuns have taken on the holy mission to minister and bring succor to the poor victims of this dreaded disease.
God is always with us. He just won't fight our battles for us.
It's a brutally difficult task, but it's made hellishly worse when the Hated Men cyborgs come to claim the planet as their own. The Mother Superior's request for help can only be answered by Owen Deathstalker and his unique squad of fighters.
A Hated Men ship just dropped out of hyperspace right next to us. How the hell did they know we were going to be here?
Tell you what, you ask them and I'll concentrate on getting us the hell out of here.
Is it too late to turn this ship around?
When Owen and Hazel's team finally fight their way to the thinly fortified walls of Lacrimae Christi's only city, they are confronted with an overwhelming enemy force of genetically augmented supermen, equipped with special troops of the fiercest alien killing machines ever encountered by man. There's something else to deal with, too. A mysterious life form indigenous to the planet.
It is alive, but it's like nothing else I've ever encountered. It thinks slow thoughts, but it's growing angry. And it knows where we are.
And by the time the dust settles, Owen may have lost forever the one he holds most dear.
Hazel!
Deathstalker Honor, Episode 6. The Red Brain.
Deathstalker Honor, Episode 6, The Red Brain, will be in travel centers and truck stops throughout North America starting June 2006. Or call 1-800-670-5220 to reserve or download your advanced copy of The Red Brain. For your convenience, this information is also printed on the cover of this book.
The baronies ruling post-apocalyptic America are no more. Yet even as settlers leave the fortress cities and attempt to build new lives in the untamed outlands, a deadly new struggle is born. Amidst the sacred Indian lands in Wyoming's Bighorn Mountains, the Millennial Consortium, led by Benedict Snow, is engaged in the excavation of ancient artifacts, turning the newly liberated outlands into a hell zone.
Incoming!
Shit! Get down! Get out from under the wags! Your people are sitting ducks! Retreat!
Cain and the Cerberus warriors organize a strike against Snow and his band, only to find themselves delving into a world beyond science, where Indian mythology is fact. Here they will come face to face with the fury of a Lakota woman warrior.
My mother fasted for 3 days, then entered the sweat lodge, and went into a trance that lasted 4 days. She opened a channel to the great mystery, but she was also open to other energies. She would not awaken. My father broke with tradition and tried to rouse her.
Had she died?
Worse. She had met a ghost in her journey on the spirit path, and he had stolen her soul. When she opened her eyes, it was not Nightingale Woman who looked at us, but Tawasi, the Owl Prophet. He told us how he had ensnared my mother's soul. If we did not do as he bid, in every way, her soul would remain imprisoned.
What did you do?
What I had to do. I killed my mother.
Driven by power, hatred, and revenge, this warrior known as Catamount will join forces with Benedict Snow, and the two will find themselves on the verge of uncovering a force of unfathomable evil.
We share this body. When he first touched the Kaimei, we both understood we were kindred in nature. A link was forged. We share each other's knowledge and experiences. Our minds are intertwined. There is no separation any longer.
Outlanders number 35, Cerberus Storm. Available in June 2006.
Outlanders 35, Cerberus Storm, will be in travel centers and truck stops throughout North America starting June 2006. or call 1-800-670-5220 to reserve or download your advance copy of Cerberus Storm. For your convenience, this information is also printed on the cover of this book.
Well done, guys. This drug ring is closed. Stryker?
Everything's good out here. I'll see you out, Able People.
Who's doing this to my operations?
I have heard whispers, Colonel. Groups have told of a stony man.
Bring them to me. I want to see them suffer as we have suffered.
A powerful Soviet hardliner has discovered the identities and plans of the Stony Man force. With this information, he's ready to execute his plan. A plan that will make him the undisputed ruler of the Russian Mafia. And then, Russia itself.
This is the last of the cash. Are we ready to make a deal?
Die, American scum!
Lyons, I heard shooting. What happened?
Schwartz, Blancanales, we were ambushed. Jesus, Poland, they're dead.
Now, Phoenix Force, with the guidance of Katzenellenbogen, must make a decision that could go against everything they stand for in the name of revenge.
As of this moment, Stony Man takes orders from no one. Schwartz and Blancanales will be avenged, no matter the cost.
But Schwartz and Blancanales' apparent deaths are all just part of the plan.
Now, Schwartz, you will tell me the location of Stony Man Farm.
Never!
Oh, I'm quite sure you will.
Stony Man number 39, Breach of Trust. Coming in June 2006. Only from Graphic Audio. The movie in your ears.
Stony Man 39, Breach of Trust, will be in travel centers and truck stops throughout North America starting June 2006. Or call 1-800-670-5220 to reserve or download your advance copy of Breach of Trust. For your convenience, this information is also printed on the cover of this book.
In 1985, the KGB planted sleeper assassins in each of the 50 American states. Complete with hidden caches of communications gear and arms, these lethal men and women were programmed to spend their lives on standby, waiting for the moment when a coded call came through from Mother Russia to proclaim a day of reckoning with the United States. Two decades later, long since the fall of the Soviet Union, dedicated Soviet hardliner Jascha Seryozha has surfaced. Believed dead by American intelligence, Seryozha has been biding his time, waiting for the right moment to strike. He has the sleeper names. He has the sleeper codes. And he has a vision of a long overdue red dawn, igniting waves of violence over 50 states and lighting the fuse to a third world war.
We need to think ahead of Seryozha and get a jump while there's still time. I want the list, Barnum.
We had a deal, Belasco.
It's off. We cut it too damn close this time. If he jumps out of order or starts making phone calls, we've had it.
Burke Barnum is a convicted traitor to his American government, but he's Mac Boland's last hope for nailing Jascha Seryozha and his Soviet moles. With his prisoner in tow and a beautiful Russian agent riding shotgun, Boland is in a race to defuse the human time bombs before a deadly awakening.
Clear the street, now! We have a situation in the Sears Tower!
There's more, Misha. A former comrade who worked closely with me years ago has joined this agent and the American traitor in their efforts.
And if I see them, comrade?
Kill them both, along with any others who accompany them. They jeopardize not only your assignment, but the whole network. Good luck, comrade.
I don't need luck. I've been preparing for this moment all my life.
We've got what looks like a mass convergence of sleepers on the move, heading south. Best guess for a possible strike, Florida.
Florida's a big place, Hal. Don't we have any idea of their target?
Well,
Welcome to the happiest place on Earth.
MacBolin number 88. Sleepers.
MacBolin 88.